One of my favorite television quotes comes from a show that's set 3,000 AD, so 1,000 years in the future. And I've noticed since I've started getting to pay taxes to Uncle Sam that every year it seems to get more complicated. Well, evidently, 1,000 years didn't help the matter. And now to be a business or a church or a nonprofit or anything, you have to hire a bureaucrat to be at your place full time just to make sure everything is dotted and crossed. And one day, a couple of the bureaucrats got into a bit of an argument, and one of them discovered a mistake that another one had made. They had one fewer stamps than they were supposed to have on one form. I don't remember the numbers, but you know, the form was supposed to be stamped 5 times. It was only stamped 4 times. And he brought that to the attention of the head bureaucrat, and it destroyed this woman's life. She was demoted several levels. She lost her job. She couldn't, you know, she had to go be a bureaucrat at a taco stand or something instead of the big place where she was a bureaucrat. And he brought that to the attention of the head bureaucrat, you know, showed the one fewer stamp. And this is the quote he said, "Bureaucrat Conrad, you are technically correct. The best kind of correct." And I love that. I absolutely love that. I love that because I love being right. I just love being right. I love it too much. And there's a difference between loving being right and loving the truth. Loving the truth is good. We're supposed to love the truth. Loving being right is a very self-centered thing. It's something I have to struggle against. Because it's a matter of pride, really. And I'm in danger of loving being right more than I am loving my fellow man. And in this case, the man, he destroyed this other woman's career. And I just as easily could hurt somebody by being too proud of being right, being too excited to be right and not thinking about the person that I'm talking to. And end up being wrong in a much more important way. And I was thinking about that and how to apply that lesson. And I was thinking to myself that I could be in danger of going too far the other way if I wasn't careful. I was swinging the pendulum the other direction and being too concerned about hurting someone, quote unquote hurting someone, than being right. And I've seen a lot of people get into that state. And I don't want to swing that far that other direction, where they want to console and comfort a sinner rather than showing the sinner where they're wrong. Where they want to abide a mistake that a brother or sister in Christ is making rather than make them uncomfortable by approaching them. Or that they would be willing to tolerate a false teacher because they don't want to make waves. So I can't degrade the value of being right, because that also fails to show love. I need to love the truth and not love myself and be proud of myself for being right. So do I need to throw my quote away? That was the next question. And I don't. It's good to be right. It's bad to have the pride and to just ignore the effect you have on other people. Because the truth, God's word, is full of technicalities. I mean, the classic example is when Jesus was talking to about the resurrection, and he said, you know, God said, "I am the God of Abraham, and he's the God of the living and not the dead." And he was making his argument on the tense of a verb. Well, that's very technical, making your argument on the tense of a verb. And so, it is important to be technically correct. I guess in an application, I was looking at one of the bulletins recently, and they had this list of one another, things to do for one another or towards one another or not do towards one another. And one of them was from Hebrews 3, verse 13. Exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So I was reading through this list and I got to that one. I got to thinking about that one. Because if God cares about the tense of a word, He certainly cares about every word in the sentence. And one of the words in the sentence is daily, or some translations translate it day by day. And I think about how they lived back then. They didn't live as sprawled out as we do, and at least think they saw each other more often than we do. And I was wondering to myself, am I technically correct in fulfilling this passage? I didn't see any of y'all yesterday. Well, I saw Bonnie for a little while. But you know what I mean. I'm not having these interactions daily with my Christians that I should be having to properly be encouraged and to encourage. What about Facebook? That's not the same. Facebook is not the same. Facebook is good. I don't know if I'll go that far. Facebook is there, and it can be useful, but it's not a replacement. It's not a replacement for talking with someone. And really, I suppose with the advent of the phone, they had the same thoughts. And the advent of the phone, now I can reach out and touch someone, right? But that doesn't replace letting a brother or sister cry on my shoulder. That doesn't replace sitting with someone in a quiet room together and letting them talk about their problems or having them listen to your problems. It certainly doesn't replace getting together and singing. Oh, there was this thing. Church of Christ back in, I guess it was Tennessee, did. And I don't know if it was a party line or what it was, but they had everyone call up, and they all called up, and there were like 400 people that called up, and they sung hymns together on the phone. That's just tragic. That's what that is. That I'm positive that that is not technically correct. We are called to be technically correct. When the people were tithing the mint and the cumin, and they were neglecting the weightier matters, He didn't say, do these weightier matters, ignore that. He said, do it all. We are called to be righteous. We are called to be right. We are called to love truth, to love God, to love our neighbor. And I spoke a little bit in class about the burden of being a Christian. There is some burden. There's work to do. And that love that it talks about, that agape love, that selfless love, means not being proud about yourself. It means being a servant. And we're called to be servants. That's what being baptized and joining the kingdom of God is about. It's about serving God. It's about serving your fellow man. It's about letting God wash away your sins so that you can be pure to be that good servant. So that you can be holy. Because we've all sinned. We've all fallen short. If you need to start that walk, or if you stumbled on that walk and need the prayers of the congregation, come forward while we stand and sing.